Welcome to the Online Writing Insider, a podcast designed to give you an edge in the world of written online content. The Online Writing Insider is hosted by HubPages.com, an online writing community where everyday experts publish, share, and earn from their online articles. Greetings and salutations. My name is Simone Smith. I'm sitting with Jason Manayan today, and
Hello.
We have some tips for you about, well, maximizing what you've got, right? Because sometimes we're really busy. It's hard to write new stuff. But we've had decently long lives so far. We've achieved a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We should leverage that which we have achieved.
Yes, and what we've written.
And
a lot of work went into those things.
Yes, this is true. Now you may be thinking, well, what have I already written? I don't know what you're talking about. But, oh, come on. You had to go to school. You had to write a lot of school papers. This
essays,
is what we were talking about.
Term papers,
research papers, yeah, projects, case studies. These are all things that could be converted into hubs.
Right.
I actually have a large body of papers left over from college that took a lot of time and have a lot of useful information in them, and I've published some of them as hubs, and they've done quite well. So we're going to give you some tips on finding those old papers and converting them into useful and successful online articles. Pretty straightforward process, but here are our tips.
Okay.
So the first thing you should do is just go through your computer's archives. Hopefully they haven't been purged or you haven't broken your computer. You can find your old college papers. But also look for, say you didn't go to college for a long time, look for old newsletters that you composed or articles that you'd had published with other people or old letters that you've written to people. There may be some really good stuff in there. Just any information that you think people might find unique or interesting or useful.
Yeah.
Basically, search
that,
for that.
People that don't already know. Like,
yes.
That example you gave of letters, some, of course, you're not going to include stuff about very personal stuff, but
yeah. You
may have spent a few paragraphs talking about a movie or a project or how to do something that your friend had asked about.
Mm-hmm. Or explaining about the best alleyways in Egypt or how to haggle at a bazaar.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Excellent.
Travel journals are also great for this kind of thing.
Absolutely.
So once you find a couple of these resources that you think would make for good online articles, you edit them to make sure that the information is up to date. So say you wrote a college paper on the best, this wouldn't be a college paper. Let's say that you wrote a travel letter about the best places to stay in Egypt. Or let's say alternately that you wrote a college paper on breakthrough research in developing new limbs that you can just put onto people so they don't have fake arms, they have real arms that were grown or something, I don't know, whatever. But maybe the research has changed and
yes. There
is new technology that you should be mentioning in this essay or research paper, or about that letter about Egypt, you know, then maybe that was back in the 80s and maybe things are a little bit different now. You need to do some research and update it. Like, there are some things that haven't changed, but other things have. So,
and some really basic things, like just a quick scan. Like, you don't want to say something like, last year when Bill Clinton was reelected,
yeah.
It's like, well, just change it to
flag.
In 1996 when Bill Clinton was reelected, then it makes it a little bit more timeless.
Really good example. So, after you've done that, it's time to create a search friendly title. Because you have an updated text, it's good, it's relevant, it's interesting, it's useful, but you want people to be able to find it. Which means that, in a very basic sense, the title, the words that you use in your title have to reflect the words that people would type into Google as they search for advice or information on that subject of your article that you're going to publish. It's that simple. You can do keyword research, we have guides on that on HubPages, but basically you can't have this be, my letter about Egypt, or...
Because no one goes to Google and types in my letter about Egypt.
Yes.
No one does.
They would be typing in the best side streets in Egypt or something like that.
Right. And that's what should be your title. The best side streets in Egypt.
Precisely. And now we get to the formatting part. So you've already read through your article or essay or whatever to make sure that it's updated, that maybe if there were any typos you missed the first time, you get them the second time. Now, when it comes to formatting, you want to break this up into multiple sections. And they should be titled with subheaders that are descriptive and also search friendly. This will be another way for people to find your work and also skip around, because people like to skip around articles.
What do you mean by search friendly, Simone?
Search friendly being that, again, it reflects the things that people would type into Google when looking for information online. So say you're talking about a letter about Egypt's alleyways. One subheader might be the alleyway in the neighborhood, or great alleyways here, or the blank blank street.
Sure, exactly. Because people might what also people are searching for.
Exactly, okay. Yeah. Illustrative, cool. Descriptive, that kind of thing. And finally, you'd want to add images and videos, maps, polls, tables, whatever's quizzes, relevant. Tables, yeah. So say you were converting that research paper on amazing medical advancements and growing new limbs. You might want to include a YouTube video you found with an interview with the doctor that you're mentioning in your hub. You might want to include tables showing numbers associated with a certain study that came out.
And if you have permission to use it, a picture of it would be awesome.
Precisely, yeah. Or maybe you were even in a lab when you were in school and took some pictures. That'd be the best for original.
The best.
Yeah. So that's one of the great things about converting these old school papers or whatever to an online format is you have the ability to make it multimedia. You can link to sources directly. It's rich. It's exciting. It's engaging. It's super cool.
Readable.
Mm-hmm. So this is those are very simple steps. It's all it's going to take, and you're doing really, really good things by taking the time to make this conversion. I mean, aside from making the most of something that you've already done, you're sharing useful information, you're making the internet a better place, and you're giving yourself an excuse to go through things that you've achieved in the past. I don't know if you've gone through some old letters you've written or papers you did for school, but you might be impressed by the things that you find. I know that I have. I'm like, oh man, my writing skills have declined. I used to be so good. But we all did, you know, good work, and it might
it
be nice to...
It shouldn't just be collecting electronic dust in the cloud somewhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Get
and
some
someone will
make
find
some
it useful. And that's the final benefit, is you could be making passive ad revenue by posting these things online, whereas otherwise they're just sitting on a computer hard drive. What good is that going to do you?
Nothing at all.
Exactly. So, hey, I hope that this encourages you to go through your old archives of work to see if anything is useful and maybe relevant for the online world, because like we've just shown, it's really easy to update it, spiff it up a little, and make it internet friendly, and there are some pretty serious benefits from doing so. So,
yes.
We encourage you to do that. It's a fun process.
Absolutely.